Well, good morning. It is 6:18 a.m. on Monday, March 20th, 2023. 48 degrees, which is almost 9 degrees Celsius. We're approaching double digits. Oh my God. 88% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. I'm jangled this morning. I'm obviously early by a few minutes from my traditional time. I did everything out of order this morning. I did everything that needed to be done in the morning ablutions, but I just did it out of order. And it felt weird, and it's not raining, but they said it was raining, but it's not. And it's breezy, which is strange, noticeably breezy, not the casual push of air that you feel, but a fairly unambiguous wind. Not even a wind, really, a breeze, an unambiguous breeze blowing, which is unusual for Portland. Everything's just feeling kind of jangly. So, we'll muddle through. Lovely weekend. So much. Started off, had breakfast with Muse, and delivered her birth week packages so that she can have a present a day. We do realize that there's people that have not been on this thing for all that long. So I do birth weeks rather than birthdays. It's just, it seems so, you try and cram so much birthday celebration into a day. It kind of like, it overburdens the birthday. You really can't, in my humble estimation, celebrate, give the full weight of celebration that a birthday deserves in just a single day. It can't be done. There's meals, and there's birthday cake, and there's presents, and there's people, and there's all the things, and you just can't do it in a day. So years ago, I adopted the birth week mandate, where every day you get a card and a present. It doesn't have to be a big present, but some sort of commemorative celebration leading up to and culminating in the big day. So we tried it after the birthday, and it all felt very anticlimactic. So it's the run-up to the birthday. So we ate at Cameo, which is a place we ate at, oh God, about a year ago, I guess, when I was visiting at one point. Great breakfast. Pancakes bigger than the plate they are served on. And just, oh, so good. It's a little tiny place, so getting a seat is not always a foregone conclusion, but we lucked in. So that was lovely. And now, every day, Muse gets a card and a gift. Yay! Morning. So Saturday night, I went to see Ali sing with a band, Blonde Neon, and they were doing Ladies of the 80s. So it was Blondie and the Go-Go's and Pat Benatar and all of those things. It's like, oh my God, such nostalgia. And that was a blast. Saw a bunch of other people. Wow, guys and girls show up from the Polyam group. They were there.
Morning.
Which was unexpected. Didn't plan on seeing other people that I knew there, but they were there, which was awesome. Powells. And got to see Ali strut her stuff on stage, which was a lot of fun. The band really enjoyed themselves. They were clearly having fun. And that stuff's contagious. When you're rocking out and you're smiling and you're getting into your music, you can't help but lean into that as the audience member, you know? I see all these aloof and you know, calm musicians just laying down their licks. And it's like, are you enjoying yourself? Are you having fun? So that was a lot of fun. And it was at Mississippi Pizza on Mississippi Street, which is an amazing street in Portland. That's where Matt's Barbecue is. Now I know that's where Mississippi Pizza is. So slowly but surely identifying landmarks around Portland. And God, just seeing Ali having fun up there and leaning into it and just grabbing it with both hands and having fun, it was great. I do enjoy seeing my friends do what they do. And you don't often get a chance to do that, really. You know, Ramsey, I get to see the end result of Ramsey's work because he's an art director for films. So I got to see, you know, he did Rings of Power and he did Minority Report and he worked on, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And I can look at those and say, yeah. My buddy Ramsey, which is cool, and you know, we talk about it afterwards. I have author friends who write books, and I get to see the culmination of that creative effort, and that's exciting. But you don't always get a chance to see people what is that? It's not express themselves, but engage in their occupation. Not occupation. Occupation, actually, think about that word. That sounds tedious. That sounds, God, words hard today, jangle. But it's occupy. I'm occupied, therefore I have an occupation. Something that occupies my time? No, that is not the word I'm looking for. But create, make things, do what they do. You know, Ali created moments with the songs. You know, Ramsey creates moments. So it's creation. You don't often get to see your friends be creative. I think maybe that's one of the reasons why I enjoy role-playing and tabletop games so much, because it really is a chance to do something with your friends and watch your friends do what they do. as they do. Huh. Because it's not like going to get ice cream or getting a bite to eat or what have you. Even hiking. Ooh, we have a hike on the schedule. April 8th, we're going to do Multnomah Falls. I don't remember the name. Starts with an M-U-L. I think that might be it. Anyway, that's on the books. So that's cool. April 8th, that's a date night with Muse. But that's date night. I can go out during the day and do the hike. And then come home and have a date with Muse, which will be cool. So, and then yesterday I went out to pick up a prescription and it was right around lunchtime and I was like, I'm hungry. I've been passing by so many restaurants on my way down to and from the pharmacy to CVS. It's like, I should stop at one of these restaurants. And I did, and I feasted on Carolina pulled pork and truffle fries with beer cheese. So fine. And while I was dining, I got a call from my Aunt Joanne, who I have not heard from since Uncle Dom passed away back in December. And that was, I was so gross. I said, Joe, I'm eating lunch, but please, can we keep talking? Because I hadn't heard from her at all since I got the news. And I got the news via text, so I really literally hadn't spoken to her in probably nearly a year. And that kind of was heartbreaking because when my mom passed away, Joe was a rock. We would connect several times a week because, you know, her sister was dying. We knew that. So there was that bond. And then when Terry passed again, she was there. And I really wanted to be there for her as she was going through the grieving process with Dom. But everybody does it different. And she did it by withdrawing and hermiting and disengaging. Not completely. She had a strong support network locally. And they've been helping her consistently, which is great. But to be able to speak to her again after all that time. And you know, it was a long conversation. It was a great conversation. Getting caught up on things, what she's doing, what I'm doing. But in August, there's going to be a small family ceremony out in Pennsylvania. So, marking that on my calendar. Going to make that happen. So yeah. It was a lovely weekend. On many levels. Plus, I mean, Carolina pulled pork sandwich. Not that that was the highlight, but wow. So good. So, all right, I am surrounded by the Corvid Congress, and I'm deep in Jameson Square, so I need to wrap this up. It is Monday, it's a new day, a new week, new beginnings abounding all around. You can seize that vibe, no matter how jangly the day may go. Maybe the jangle's not a bad thing. Maybe shaking things up is what's called for. To shake something loose. I'm going to lean into that. You can too. And however it goes down, you can hold close to the wisdom of Brother Zig, who reminds us that despite everything y'all create, don't just be occupied. Don't just have an occupation. Build, make, create, lean in, conjure, yes, all that stuff. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because wonderful, wonderful things happen when you allow that into your life. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. Yeah.